what I'd like to do, is first to finish Siman Kuf with Barrio, which is a relatively short and simple Siman, and subsequent to that, the Chaz Siman Tzadik Tes. So let's just complete Siman Kuf, and then whatever time remains, we'll deal with the Chazara sheet. Those who have the copies of Siman Kuf, you're only missing the first line, which is on the previous page, and the Dinim of Beria, as I mentioned last week, are very limited in halachic application. They apply basically only to insects as a practical matter, and that's because, as we learned in the Mechaber here in Siman Kuf Sif Aleph, that you do have on your copy, that there are four conditions for a beria. Something is only a beria if it satisfies all four conditions. And the fact is that all the other situations don't come up, except the situation of an insect. The four conditions, if you will read again in Sif Aleph, on the second line of the page, which doesn't help Mark, but the second line, third line of the Sif, okay, maybe the fourth line, your print, says, Ein lo din beria, ela im kein. What? You can make some in there. I'm sorry, I should have called you during the week. The last time I didn't call you, you did it on your own.
I knew you were up.
Okay. Apologize. That to be a beria, it has to have four. Chazara sheet you have? Yeah, that you have. Okay. Again, the beria is only if it has four conditions. To read quickly again from the Shulchan Aruch, Ein lo din beria elam kein du davar shahaya b'chius lafuk dechita achashal iser. First of all, it has to be something that had chius, that was alive at some time. And chitzar she davar shasa b'chilas b'riyasai. Has to be something that was also from the beginning of its creation. Lafuki Aftarsh and Isnabel Bashar Niskal. We don't have a Shar Niskal Bisman Azeh. Aftarsh and Isnabel, I don't know how it's gonna happen that it'll happen in our house that you have a bird that's an Avela, head intact, that becomes mixed with other things in your home. It's not going to happen. It has to be complete. Oh, if this means it has to be complete, Shem Yecholek and Shmai Alav, something which has its name only when it's whole. Lafuki Chelev. Chelev, when you cut it, is still called Chelev. Chintzar Shei Shalem. It has to be complete. Now, I'm only going to focus on the Din of the Nemala and the Lemudei Schus that we find in Achrayim, particularly in Rebbeinu Sanayipshitz, to try to explain why a namala should be mutter when you have namalim. No, I'm not talking about eating a namala. Nobody's going to take a dinner namalim to eat. But the issue primarily came up with flour, which had insects in them. And even today, flour which is stored in less than ideal conditions has worms. And the question is whether these worms are asa the flour or asa the bread which is made from the flour. Now, just to chazer what we said last week briefly, the din of insects is that an insect is only asa if it's sheret hasheret al haaretz, only if it's a insect which at one time existed on the earth. It crept on the earth. It doesn't have to creep on the earth. If it creeps on a table, it's also a sheretz. But a sheretz which was hatched and became visible, as I said last week, a sheretz only has been sheretz when it becomes visible. If it became visible in a fruit, if an egg was hatched in a fruit and the insect only lived in the fruit, you're allowed the chatchila to eat the insect. Even if you're eating it because you're curious what insects taste like, and you put a little pepper and salt on it, you want to eat it, it's mutter. The Torah didn't ask her. The Torah asked Shrotzim which are shayritz ala aretz or ala mayim, insects which exist outside of the fruit in which they're found. In the case of chitim are not infested with wheat is not infested with insects. The insect problem comes on insects that are hatched in the flower, and therefore the argument could be made that they're not osur in the first place. However, earlier in Siman Pei Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch brings to be machmir on insects that are found in flour. Teloim hanimtzah v'kemach. This is Siman Pei Dalet Tzehei, that insects, worms which are found in flour, asurim shema pirtzu v'shirtzu ala aretz v'chazru. Because even though now they're in the flour, they've been there for a while. And maybe they went for a walk and they went outside the flower and they came back into the flower. And not only that, but even they don't have to be pirish on the floor, even they're pirishu al hakli. Even if they go onto the kli, they're aser. And the Shulchan Aruch holds even on the inside of the kli. Which means if you take flour that has no worms, it's freshly ground flour, you pack it in a sack. And the sack is sealed strongly. Obviously, flour is very small. You don't want flour to come out of the sack. It's sealed well, and we're not afraid insects went out of the sack and back in. But in the sack, if they crawled around, they may have crawled on the inside surface of the sack. That's enough to make it pirshu. And the Shulchan Aruch paskens it's aser. The Shach and Taz don't argue. The Ra doesn't argue. That means the normative halacha is that it's aser. There are a number of achrayim who want to be melamed zchus on the kulas.
Shash is when it became visible, crept, or
yeah, when it became visible. If it's when insects are too small to be visible, they're not aser.
So if it's ready mutter, it's fine. The question is maybe left before and came in after.
An insect which is created in the flower is mutter, but that same insect, as soon as it creeps out, becomes aser. First of all, the Pri Chadash argues that the inside of a kli, if something is crawling on the inside of a kli, it shouldn't be aser. That's not pirish ala aretz. It's only the outside of a kli. In Pei Dalet, that's how the Pri Chadash is melamed zchus. The pirishu on the pnima kli is not aser. It's a shita. It's not. We don't pass on to Pri Chadash. The crazy place here, B'nai Aipshitz, is the one who comes with the heter. And he says that although the flour itself is aser, when you make the flour into dough, you can no longer spot the worm. It's bottle in the dough. It's a beria. And we're learning now that a beria is not bottle. So B'nai Aipshitz argues that one of the four conditions is that it has to be aser mitchilas priyasai. Something is only a beria if the issa began from the moment it was created. An oif that became nevela is not a beria because it wasn't a nevela when it was created. So Titus Uriadis and Aipshitz, that this worm, when it was first created, was mutter because the worm was hatched in the kemach. The day it was hatched, before it was pirish, it's heter. So from Zachary Meir said, Aipshitz, that's why the velt is makel on worms and flour, because although to toast the flour and eat the flour would be aser, but to make a dough out of it, he says it's bottle, because it doesn't have a din beria, because of this rule, that it's not aser mitchilas priyasa.
What? Why can't it fizzle in the flour?
In the flour, it's possible to find it. You could, if you saw it, you'd see it, assuming it's possible. Because you're not doing it for bit or the Taz is a cloud that you're doing it. So what? No, he doesn't mean when they're invisible they're hefter. When they're invisible, halachically they don't exist. Yeah, but for halachic purposes, not visible is non-existent. It starts to exist when it becomes visible. So this is Rabbi Aipshitz's Limud Zchus, and there's a Ha'ara printed in the Matayinasin on the Gilyain from Rabbi Tzal HaKayin of Vilna, and the truth is his Ha'ara is a Chavizdas. So let me tell you a Chavis Das, and then you'll see what this is about. The Chavis Das asks a number of kashis on the din of Beria. We have this rule that a bird that's Nevela, or Trefa for that matter, is not a Beria because it's not also Metchilas Briyasai. So he asks that a Trefa that was born with a Trefa, why isn't that a Beria? It says Oif, Nevela of a Trefa. Now we say Oif, an animal is also a Beria. But animals usually are big, and they don't come to people's homes as full animals. They don't come as barriers. And therefore, the instance of it becoming mixed in a taruvis wasn't common. So that's why we're talking about oif. But it's the same deal with an animal. An oif, the velo treif, is not a barrier because it's not also mitchilas briyasa. He asks, what about a treifa mitchilas briyasa? What happened to something that was born with a treifa? It was from the moment it was born, it had two hearts or two livers. That's one of the types of treifa. Could live a long time that way.
What's the difference?
But still
it's
a treifa.
So
why is it also mitchilas
briyasa? It's not puzzle anyways.
So then after shechita, when you discover the treifa,
it's not shalim.
It's shalim. Just because you cut the neck doesn't make it a shalim. Yeah, the Gemara here says it. So the Prima Gadim says that it's not. He brings a raf in the Gemara, it's not. And the Prima Gadim, he asks this kasha, why not?
The Mina is not.
You're right. We'll see in a second. There's a second kasha, which he doesn't bring, but which the Aruch HaShulchan asks, that Rashi Shita is that Nevela is also Mitchilas Briyasa. An animal is Eina Zavuach from the minute it's born. So there's a Shita that would seem to make it also Mitchilas Briyasa. There's a third Kasha that a Gid Anoshe, which is a barrier because it is also Mitchilas Briyasa, technically when an animal is a Uber in its mother's womb, if you were to shech the animal, then the baby inside would not have a din get anasha, because it's a yerachim, it's a part of the mother. It's not by the get anasha. So yes, a get anasha is not also mitchilas briyasa, because in the mother's stomach it's not.
You say you're a yerachim, and it's not a separate entity.
Then it's
you can't
it's a separate. It's not a separate. It's part of the mother, but it's not in the yerach. It's not that get is not in the yerach. It's not by the get anasha. Okay, so what he says, the rule the Chavis Das says, is that when we say it has to be also from the beginning of creation, it doesn't matter that it's also mitzvahs or it's not. It means it has to be an iser, which is the guf hadavar. The thing itself is a chefta shel iser. In other words, a nevela or a treifa is not a chefta shel iser. An animal is an animal. Some animals are nevela, some are treifa. But it's not a separate chayfitz of iser. You'll understand a chazer is a chefta shel iser. A bug is a chefta shel iser. A gid anosh is a chefta shel iser. It's a chayfitz which the Torah asked. The nevela is something which happens to a chayfitz. A treif is something which happens to an animal which is normally kosher. So even though it might be a treifa from the minute this animal was created, the concept of osa metchilas briyasai is that it has to be a chefta shel iser. It has to be something which is inherently iser. And therefore, a gid anasha is chefta shel iser, and therefore, the nevela treif is not chefta shel iser. That's the Chavis Das's explanation. But the gid, the Torah asks it a certain chefetz. It didn't ask the circumstances; it asked as a specific item. So the that's what Chavis Das says. Rabbi Tzal HaKohen of Vilna says that was the taina against the crazy place. He said a bug is not also mitchilas briyasai, because it hatches in the flower. And at that moment that it hatches in the flower, it's not shayris al aretz. But the time is that namala is chefta shel iser. The Torah asks an insect, a certain type of animal which, creation which the Torah asks. It's true. It has to be shayris al aretz. But namala is, overall, namala is chefta shel iser, and therefore it should be us. So that's his argument. And I believe that the all the mekilim on insects and flower are seen as malam de schus on Klal Yisrael. Come out all the achrayim from the 18th century and on, the 18th, 19th century, tried to be malam de schus because flower, when there was no, there weren't ideal storage situations. It was very common to have worms in flour, and there were a lot of malam de schus. The Aruch HaShulchan has a limud schus that tries to schus because our one goes a berry on a dava mos. He says only in the molo, which the molo later it says has a good taste. Shach, believe it or not, the Shach says it's not nice to have gam. So anyway, the al malam de schus, but basically the main limud schus is the crazy placey, and this is the taina against him, and that's long and short, basically of Simen Kuf. We'll complete Simen Kuf, but basically what we covered now is what's Nogeya. It will not come up Yeshara Niskal in your house, or Eva Menachai, or even though Eifshin is Nabla, it's not going to come up. My understanding is that the flower today has no problem. There are periods where there are problems with flower, but today, as far as I know, the flour doesn't have problems. Many of the bakeries do have sifters and do put it through a sifter. But between me and you, they don't find worms. They don't find any worms. And why they have to keep on sifting it is a little confusing. It's basically because of the consumer, because it's a confusing issue. And if some people say there are worms, some people say there aren't worms, people are going to buy from those who sift. So therefore we sift. But we're not cleaning out the sifter. He said there is a problem. I can't answer you. I didn't say. I said that my father was reluctant to use yashan because he felt that the old flour, it's a hiddur in yashan, and it's a kula in the worm issue, because obviously the older the flour, the more shechis for us. That doesn't mean that there's a problem. I'm just saying he was reluctant. Someone here mentioned after shear that they were using yashan flour and they found worms when they sifted, and then they switched to, I'm not talking about the 100-pound bin, I'm talking about the consumer bin. They switched to regular flour and they never find worms. So now it doesn't mean that there are always problems. But you take a sifter and you try it. Try it. Generally, there is no problem. I don't mean to say there's a problem with yashan. I don't believe that the infestation of flour is such that it's a problem. If you buy flour in a store that has very little turnover, then you're more likely to have it, because all flour, I don't know if you like this, has eggs in it. All the flour has Nabala eggs. They're high in protein, so it's... But
the worms of the flour.
What? The worms, the flour? No. But anyway, the...
to the recipes.
I'm just kidding. I think there was a time when Good Humor ice cream was found to have rodent parts in it. And they made a terrible PR blunder. Their statement, their response when they were fined, was that people shouldn't worry. There's nothing that's unhealthy about them. As a matter of fact, there's nothing. People shouldn't worry about it. You don't get sick from it. It's
buffering.
And let's finish Simen Kuf and we'll move on to Chazara. Sif Beis. Dava shehu beriyash and this bashel ima heter. Something that's a beriyah, we're talking about insects, that was cooked with heter. And einay makirai hakoyal aser. If you can't find it, einay makirai, you can't spot it, hakoyal aser v'haraita b'leisen tam. Then, now let's talk about a vegetable soup. Let's say you know that there's an insect that fell into the vegetable soup, and you can't find it. So the vegetable soup is aser. But if you take out the liquid, and that liquid you can check, you can be misaneh. So that liquid is aser b'naisin tam, because the taste of a beria is batel b'shisha. The whole beria, if you have a vegetable soup, there are a lot of vegetables, and you're afraid that the whole beria is there somewhere, it's not batel. But if you take the soup, this vegetable soup, without any pieces, that soup, in the soup, a berry is batel b'shishim, v'makirai, if you find the insect, zarkai v'hacherim v'araitiv tzarch b'yashishim kenegdai, you throw away the insect, and everything else, tzarch she'evem shishim kenegdai, and you need shishim against it, chutz megid anoshe she'en tam ayasur, then begin the minos and tam, except for gid anoshe, which doesn't give a good taste, avashmanoi also, but the shamnoi, the fats are also, it's our shishim kenegdai, they're lahat
her
right.
So, we have to remind that if you cook it,
okay, we'll talk about that in a minute. One second. The fikach yerech in his bashel and gidai. Therefore, a whole side of an animal that was cooked with the giranasha, in makirai, if you recognize the giranasha zarka, you throw it out. The chalashar mutter. In yesh beishishu neged shamna. If the 60 gets the shamein, it's mutter. Vim einai makirai. But let's say you can't find the giranasha, the meat has been cut into pieces. Then the main makira kolachatichas asurais v'miyesh b'kaderi shishim neged hashuman muta haraitiv, the same thing, 60 against the giranasha, the shuman of the giranasha, the gravy, the soup is muta v'mlavos in the muach hagid v'enei nikar. But if the giranasha melted into it, sarach gam kein shishim kenegdai, then you need shishim kenegdai, which seems to be a problem, right? This last line, the muach hagid. If the giranasha melted into the pot of food, ve'inay nikur, you can't recognize it anymore. It's not around. Sarach gam kein shishim kenegdai. So the kasha here is, why did he shishim against the giranasha? We just said ain't begidden b'nois and tam. The giranasha doesn't give taste. So that's the prichadash, the long prichadash on the side. He says he doesn't understand. Giranasha we pass can ain't begidden b'nois and tam. That a giranasha doesn't give a good taste. So why does the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch himself brought it earlier on the Sif, so that the time of Gira Nasha doesn't answer. So why does he say, Mimuch Hagid, that the Gira Nasha melts into a soup, that it's Yinit Shishim Kenegdai? So it's a puzzle, because he brings the Rashba, as I mentioned, who wrote a Sefer Teres Habayis. In the Teres Habayis HaKotzer, in the short version, he wrote this din, that it answers. But if you look in the Teres Habayis HaAruch, after he says it's us, he says, however, the Chayre ain't beginning with nice and tam, so it shouldn't answer. Okay. No, he's not saying Shuman. Shuman he said earlier. He's talking about the Gid itself. What the Matthias and the answers in the bottom is that ain't beginning with nice and tam, the Mefarshia Gemara, the Rashba asks, in his Pirush on Shas, that ain't be gidden v'nois, the machlekes in the Gemara, if gid anasha has taste or it doesn't have taste. He says, what do you mean? How do you have a machlekes that has taste or not? Get some goyim and have them taste it, see if it has taste. Or if you don't trust the guy, get a ger right before he's Megayer, tell him I'm in it before he's Megayer, give him some gid anasha, let him eat it, and if he's Megayer, he'll tell you if it has taste or not. So the Rashba says that Gid Anoshe has a tam kolush, it has a weak taste. And the machlokes is, if that weak taste is enough to aser, that's the way the Matthew Anderson brings, that it has a weak taste. The question is that enough taste to have a din taste? So like the Matthew Anderson, that's all when it gives taste, because you cook something with the Gid Anoshe, it gives taste. It's a weak taste. But the Gid Anoshe itself is nimuach into something, mamashai, has a good taste. Because we didn't say the Gid Anoshe is bad. We just say it's bland. It has no taste. That's when it gives taste through Blias. But when the Guf HaGid Anoshe, it melts into something, Mamashai gives tam. Tamoy doesn't give tam. Mamashai is stronger than tamoy. And therefore it gives taste. That's his Pesach and the Gid Anoshe. As I said, the Gid Anoshe does not come up all that often.
Is there a relationship between the meaning of Yahweh and Daya and Brachas?
There is a relationship between them. The din of Beria in the Torah starts from, there's a halacha that you get Malkus on a Beria even if it's less than a Kazayas. And from that comes this din, that Beria is Chashev, and the other din, Lagabe, Lagabe bracha, it's a suffix. Yerushalmi is mesupik if you have to make a bracha achrayna on one raisin. Don't eat one raisin. You know, potato chips you can't eat only one. Raisins you can eat only one. But don't eat it. It's a suffix. You have to make a bracha achrayna on a beria. It's a suffix ladina. We paskin. It's a suffix Yerushalmi, and we paskin. It's a suffix on a beria. So we eat more. We have to eat more. So. Right, it's not a berry anymore. What is the muach? One of the conditions of berry, the fourth condition was shalem, was that it has to be whole, and since it has to be whole, therefore it's Akiva, ask me a favor. In my study, I have my blue sleeve there. There's something that I want to use. I don't know if the door's locked. No, raisin has a bracha alei tapriya. Yeah, it's a star for the other foods.
No, so if you ate one raisin, two raisins, not a shear, because that's not a shear for bracha chayim, and then you ate an apple or something else, would you make an alei on that? Or
no, you
don't
make
it. Only enough.
Right. Rabbi Moshe has a tshuva. He says that if you eat a beria and you drink wine or eat cake, in the ala bichya to add. Thank you. To add al eitz al priya eitz, that's not suffic brachas, just adding words.
I
so I think he said that you can do it. I think it's the last truth in Chelet Beis. Okay. Kederish al molok, shenafla shamberia, sef gimel. Kederish al morok, shenafla shamberia, v'nevda osir akal. The kedera of morok into which a beria fell and it's lost, osir hakoil, the entire taruvis is osir. This seems to be redundant. It seems to be repeating something in Sif Beis. Sif Beis already said that if a beria is nevda, it's aser hakoil. I forgot. In the Badia Shulchan, he brings a. Oh, I remember what he says. The Badia Shulchan, he says, well, he has this kasha that l'chayre this is extra. So he says the following explanation. He says, I mentioned to you last week that if you have, let me be magnum again. There are two types of vegetables that have insect problems. There are those that have muzik b'taloyim, that we consider apirayv. They always have bugs. Things like broccoli, spinach, and cauliflower. These things are muzik b'taloyim. It's considered a vadai that they have taloyim. And then you have things that are miyachayna matzah. Miyat ha-matzah. And miyat ha-matzah, you have things like cabbage and lettuce. Most leaves of lettuce don't have, but it's a miyat ha-matzah. It's a common miyat. And there also, we don't eat it. But there's a kula by miyat ha-matzah, and that is that if you have any of these things, let's say you go to someone and they serve you a stuffed cabbage, a cooked cabbage, then the Ramah says it's mutter to eat it because of a svek sveka. By Mir Amatzi, we have a svek sveka. One suffik, maybe
they don't have it.
Maybe it never had this particular cabbage never had insects. And even if it had insects, maybe it was nimuach. And therefore, you have a svek sveka and it's mutter. This I mentioned last week. Now, this din of svek sveka, which is mutter, so the Mechaber is saying, Kederi Shemosh Shoshon Ber Yevinev Da Osar Ako. You shouldn't say that will be matirit. Because it's only a suffix. If it's nimuach, it's suffix nimuach, suffix ain't a nimuach. So he's saying that's not enough. If you know an insect fell in, suffix nimuach is not enough. You might say, what's the chiddush? What's the answer? It's a very big chiddush. Because beria is innocent rabbanan. So you would think suffix nimuach is good enough. It should be suffix rabbanan. So the halacha is that the shach says in Pei Dalid, that by beria we don't say safik to rabbanan lekula, and therefore we're machmir, even if it's a safik, if the bug is nimuach, someone knows that an insect fell into his vegetable soup, so you say maybe it was nimuach. That's not enough to be makel on a beria that you know fell in. What?
Rav mentioned the body
of Shulchan. About what?
The body of Shulchan.
That's the this is the Baal Shulchan's explanation. This is what he says. That's the chiddush of this sif.
So why is that a bigger chiddush than before? Why wouldn't I have seen that before?
Before
we're talking about Dover Shu Berajish and Basel and Mahatis, and you know it was there. And it was this Basel, so you have this really
Why wouldn't I know it? What's the lashon there? All right, normal, there it didn't say insect specifically. So obviously there are other types of barriers, and the other barriers, there's no suffix nimuach. So he's telling you, well, here it doesn't say insect, it says nafshon berry also.
Over there it says special.
Okay. The halach is true. Whether it answers what the finish of Sif Gibel is, the halach is definitely true. A Sif Dalet. We know it fell. Yeah. Right. That's all I'm asking. A Suffolk, if it's a barrier, that's for sure. A Suffolk barrier, or Suffolk Hatikra Lischabeg, would make it. And that we are making. Shach says in Peidala, once something is a Suffolk barrier, once something is a Vade barrier, we're not making on Sveikai. Don't remember his reason. If you find a body part, if you find a body part, then you know it's no longer whole. What? If you only know there's one, then you can assume it's the same one. But, you have to see the shah. The halach is our master. Yes, why?
Regarding copepods found in water here, does water fountains do anything as far as filtration of the water?
Some water fountains have. Any soda fountain that's not been tampered with, the soda fountains, the way they're manufactured, have a very good filtration system. They have a triple filtration system, and Pepsi, Coke, and Backbid, that the water used in the fountain sodas should be filtered water. They don't want the soda to taste bad. So if you go to a place and they have, even though they're using city water, but it is filtered and there's no problem with
that. How do you know whether a regular water fountain does the job?
A regular, like you found the park?
And like a regular water, like a regular building water fountain.
I think it needs a filter. You can't assume it has a filter. Yeah, you can do sinun if it's possible. That's why I mentioned a vegetable soup. Something that you can do sinun, that you could filter, that you could pass through a sieve, then avadet water. That was what we said. If you have a vegetable soup and you want to take out the liquid and put it through a sieve, then it would be right, because the Shuman there does not South Berry, only Gufa Yasin.
Tom
does not. Sifdalid, Yurakais Mubushalais. If a person has vegetables, even cooked vegetables, Shinim Sivam Gimel Teiloyim, once you find three insects in Yurakais, Hayurakais Asurim, the vegetables are Osir, that means that it switches from being Mira Matsui becomes Muzik B'Teloim, and once it is Muzik B'Teloim, it's awesome. Avomea Shloka is Misanein Umutarim, but the liquid in which it was cooked can be filtered, and it's mutter, V'Chein Abasar. And also, if there's meat on which vegetables were placed, Yechetzenu, V'Yevdekenu Umutar, you rinse it off, you examine it, and if there are no insects, then it's mutter. You have to ask somebody in the business that knows. I don't know anything firsthand. All my information about these romaine lettuce are considered a miyut, not a rife. You don't go by bags. Every bag of romaine lettuce is going to have a bug in it, but the rife leaves don't have bugs, and that's what was saimachan. It's a very difficult. Things like broccoli, spinach, and cauliflower are very, very difficult. That's why you have recalls every once in a while, and you have different hasherim that accept different brands of these things because there are different shittas in how to be machmir or mekel. And all right, that's basically. There's one thing I did want to add. I mentioned last week that regarding copepods with water, the same thing is true that if it's cooked water, you have a svek sveka. Copepods and water, no matter what anybody told you, is only a shayla of a drabanan. Miut hamatzui is a drabanan. If you take a copepod with tweezers and you pick it up and you eat it, that's a deraisa. But the chiyuv to filter water is not more than a chiyuv drabanan, because it's a miut hamatzui. Miut hamatzui is only a drabanan, and that hakol maidim, that is everybody involved in, everybody knows what we're talking about. Hakol Maidin, that is not more than a Yisr Drabbanan, or a five code, who was Ma'ir of the Yisr, when he spoke here for the Rabbanan, was also said that we're talking about an Yisr Drabbanan. We're talking about Mir HaMatzui, which is an Yisr Drabbanan. Now, the water with the drinking fountain water, it should be filtered. If you have water which is boiled, then I mentioned last week that you could be mekel because of a svek sveka. A suffix, if there was an insect in your water in the first place. And a second suffix, maybe it was nimuach in the water at the time the water boiled. And all you need is a suffix if it was nisrasek. You're allowed to cook the water lechatchila because you're not cooking the water to be mevatlet. The taz is het to bitulis lechatchila. And that's if you boil the water. Now, the thing that I was nesayra to over this week is the Shach Vav, when he talks about Tzar Shei Shalem, says Lafuke Nisrasek, if it mashed it's not whole, or Nechtach Mimenu Eiver Echad, or an Eiver was cut off, a fellow Eiver Sheina Neshama Tzluyavai, even if it's an Eiver that the Neshama is not dependent on. But that makes it not be shalim. I think the Gilyam Arshah as well tells you to look in Kuf Dalis and Katan Vav, and there he says that when you cook things and a little bit of it comes off, that's adequate to make it. That's not adequate to make it iceberg. A little bit. It has to be a significant thing that comes off. It can't be just that every time you cook something, a little bit of it rubs off and wears off. So I just have of interest, I'm a suffix of a leg of a copepod is considered aver or not. I didn't make copies of this, it's in color and it's just too good to use on my you'll count and I have pictures here. There were those who said that boiling doesn't do the trick. So I happen to have here photographs. The part of the issue was whether copepods are considered visible, and that's part of the debate. The psak was, for many of them, was that from Rabbi Yashiv and here from Rabbi Dava Feinstein, was that if when the copepods are alive and their movement makes them visible, then now they're all dead that we get. The dead ones, even though you can't see the dead ones, they're not. That was the psak. There was another school of thought, which Rafael Cohn held of, said if you're trained, you can see it. The reason we don't see it, we're not used to it. If you're trained, you can see it. So that's debatable, I think, whether someone who's trained could see it, whether that makes it visible. Now, however you hold in the copepod issue, I'm just going to pass this around. It's for interest. The it doesn't go according to what you could see. If someone has bad eyesight, he doesn't have different teeth than someone who has good eyesight. Somebody who is a trained laboratory technician in these type of work did testing on copepods. The copepods were not put into a pot of water and boiled, because if they fall apart, you're never going to find them. So what he did is he put them in small test tubes and put the test tubes in the boiling water and boiled them for 20 minutes, the assumption being there's a certain amount of insulation for the water in the test tube, but that the water in the test tube will become adequately hot. Unfortunately, he did not measure the heat of the water in the test tube, which I would have preferred. Because many of the hot water, such as this hot water machine, does not boil water. The water does not come to, does not go over 200 degrees. They're set at lower temperatures, so I'm not sure if that's adequate. But these are tests for boiling, and there were at least some instances where the copepods did come apart, All you need is a suffix nimuach. You don't need vaday. There were some that didn't come apart, and there are some that you look at them, they are sveikis, the antenna or the legs, if these things disappear, whether that's adequate to make it. So the reason I'm passing this around is because I have heard from people who said boiling doesn't help. And here, again, the photographs, I'm trusting the technician that he took proper photographs, but he went through the whole thing, and he's a firm yid. And I'll pass it around. I did not make copies, but it's enough to have a glance to see what it is you'd be drinking, and to be massive. Yep. What? I can't speak for them because I don't know. I can't speak for them because I don't know what. I don't know. What I'd like to do is take the remaining 15 minutes of Chazus Simin Tzadik Tes. Those of you who don't have sheets, I made Chazara sheets. Paper doesn't have, I'll pass around.
It says something significant. Doesn't it mean something significant to the item of Chazur? It can't be something
significant. Could be significant means for that animal. That creature, the leg is very significant. Maybe.
Because the whole thing's not significant.
Yeah. Okay. All right, what I have here are copies of Chazara sheet on Simin Tzadik Tes. I apologize for the inferior style of the photocopying. I did not, this was not photocopied by Shurin Associates. And next time, hopefully, it'll be better. But this is a Chazara sheet on Simin Tzadik Tes. Basically, when I chazed for my bechinas, when I had a bechina, so you get 2 weeks Chazara, so the first week we chazed everything. And then the beginning of the second week, we chazed again, this time the Mechaber and the Ramah and the Shach and the Taz. And the next time, we made sure we knew the Mechaber and the Ramah. And finally, the night before the Bechina, I took a sheet like such as this. And I basically chazed. Now, Simin Tzadik Tes, on the top left, there's just a sketch of what Tzadik Tes is. It's really three sections. Sif Aleph through Dalid, Bameh Misharin Samach, were instructions on how to go about measuring Shishim. Sif Hei and Vav were the rules of Bittul Issur L'Chatchila. And Sif Zayin was the heter of Shefa, Mishtamish B'Shefa. And that's the whole simin in a glance. Now you're walking in the street, you're waiting at a bus. If you happen not to be reciting Mishnayos Baal Peh at the time, you just remember, it takes a second. That's Simin Tzadik Tes. These are the three issues in Simin Tzadik Tes. We're going to go through each of the three as they're outlined here as a quick chazara. Okay, so if Aleph and Beis were the din of Atzama, is bones in a mixture. And there we said, Atzma is heter. If you have a soup, the bones that are mutter, Vadai mitztafel levat lissim. There's no shaila that the bones, you count towards the shishim. Question again, how do you measure shishim? You have a soup, and you had one piece of nevela chicken, and many pieces of kosher, and many other things in the soup. How do you measure shishim? So if it's Atzmais Heter, Vaday they count. Atzmais Isser, that was the Machlaikis. The Shulchan Aruch said they're Nami Mitztarfen LaHeter, that the Atzmais of Isser, since they have no taste of their own, are Mitztarf to the Heter. The Ramah said, Ein Mitztarfen LaLazeh VaLaLazeh, and perhaps the Meruba Mekalina. He said that if it's a Hefse Meruba or a Safik, you could be Mekal not to count. You have to be, if it's not a hefsim ruba, you have to be machir, machmir, eimit starfen leilazev, leilazev. You don't count the bones, not as this and not as heter. The hefsim ruba, there you make them. And you count the bones as heter. So again, a person who had a situation where he had one drumstick of isser in a pot, if you remove the bone from your calculation, it's easier to be mevatel b'shishim. I should have marked off that the if there's a mayach inside, if it has marrow inside, the marrow has taste, and that does count as this. Chutz, may atzmai shenas neveh l'mikaydim have iser. If you have bones that were once cooked, if somebody gets a drumstick that's not raw, it was cooked already as treif, then the bone itself becomes iser, it's chatich anas neveh l'mikaydim, and it becomes aser. So that's the those are the rules of Atzamais in Sif Aleph and Beis. Sif Gimel, Chaticha Belua Me'isr. If you have a kosher piece of meat that was Belaya Isr, the Shaila is, when you measure, how much do you measure? How much Isr is there in this piece of formerly Heter? Let's say somebody cooked a chicken soup and it was treif, he didn't know it. And from the chicken soup, he took out a vegetable and he put it into a vegetable soup. That vegetable cooked with Isr. How much do you have to measure against the whole vegetable? Well, not against the whole vegetable. Yes, part of the vegetable is Heter. So, Sif Gimel, we say, Chaticha Blua Miyisr, the Shulchan Aruch said, Mitztarif in Maheter, that the piece itself, let's say you have a piece of celery that was cooking in a chicken soup, you find out the chicken soup was treif, but the celery itself is mitztarif with the heter, because only the blias are isr. But the Rama said, Kaimalon Chanan, Chanan stands for Chaticha Nas Nevela, Uboi Shishim Nege Kala Chaticha. And therefore, you need 60 against the celery. The celery is not itself mitztarif to be mevatel. So that's again the chumrah of the Ramah. Mechaber doesn't hold chaticha nas nevela by shari surim. Yeah, that's an interesting thing. What happens if you have the whole celery is a kezayis and you put it into 59 zaysim? So we're saying now is that the celery, the gufa celery, is mitzaris, and the blias in it, which are as much as a six, as much as, we don't know how much blias, so we measure the whole thing. So it comes out the celery itself is counted as heter and as isser. It's a very strange thing, but that's the way it would work out according to the Mechab. And the fourth sif was kli b'lua meheter. This is already a controversial thing. If you have a keli that's beleya isser, you have a spoon that's treif, and now you stir the chalet with the treifus spoon. How much treifus is there in the spoon? Do you need against the whole spoon? Somehow it's not mistaver. So Shulchan Aruch said, Misharim blias by midyafa. You try to estimate how many blias went in, and the Shachin Tas say, Yef shalashar by midyafa. How do we measure it? How do you measure how many blias went in? Very difficult to know how to measure it. And yesh lahakol rak b'min b'minai. The only alak can be makel if it's min b'minai, which really doesn't give taste. For inu shayashishim b'shasha nafel, and you know when it fell in there was 60, even it's tamik achakach, and afterwards it shrunk. The heter as a cook shrunk. So kivegin the prima gadim ha makel v'yesh chalkim the chof masadam. So it's a difficult thing to measure the shishim, but this all helps most of the time. It's very hard for us to measure shishim at all. So very often we're mesupik. So if you're mesupik, then you could be mitzdarif this whole thing. Now I did not put on the sheet Ramesha's kula, Degris Moshe, and the Netziv. They said that by liquid, when you have liquid, that's by leia, there everyone agrees you measure by midyafa. If I put 30 ounces of liquid in a pot, and it cooks, and let's just say for argument's sake it doesn't boil, so there's no question of significant evaporation. So I heat a tray for soup in a pot, and I know when I put it in that there were a certain number, 30 ounces. So then make a lot of liquids that we are mishayer. You could measure, you see how many ounces disappeared. You pour the liquid into a measuring cup, and you see there were 30 when you put in, there are 28 now, only 2 ounces went into the keli. So they are makel that by liquid you could measure by midyafa, the mitziv and the igris maisha, and the badei shulchan pasnas that way, and I mentioned Rapam held that that's the ikala halacha, so that by liquids you could measure by what disappeared. Usually in the house, when a woman cooks, she doesn't know exactly how many ounces there are. This would only come up if you went to the takeout and you bought a container of soup, bought a container of chicken soup. So you know exactly how much chicken soup there was. The container was full. And you pour it into a pot. It's cooking. And now you find out that the pot was melechik, or the pot subsequently was used for melechiks. So you want to know how much vegetable soup is in the pot. So there we are makel to measure by whatever it disappeared, which will be a small amount, Our pots are not belay a whole lot, they're not porous, and that's a tremendous kula in the din of Siftali. That's a kula I didn't mark down, but it's a tremendous kula. Sifhei. Now we got to the rules of Bittul Issa L'Chatchila. So, Eimavatlin Issa L'Chatchila, Yeshaimrim Mitzad Rabbanon, the Chedikr, Yeshaimrim Mitzad Eraisa, the Ravid. So we hold that this Issa Rabbanon to be Mavatl Issa L'Chatchila Chutz, the all-important Kulas Hataz, the Ragle Devoirim. The way to remember it, as I said, is the Taz says if you cook Dvash and the Ragle Devoirim on Yibuach into the Dvash, then it's Heter. That was the kula of the Taz. Kula of the Shach. The Shach is a Simon Tzadik Hei. But Biyad Ephraim, Biyad Ephraim brought it. The Taz Shach said that Poigmim Ha'issa L'Chadchila. That even though you're not allowed to be Mevatl in Issa L'Chadchila, but you can be Poigmim Ha'issa L'Chadchila. That means that you could... pass this to the back. That you could be Poigmim Ha'issa L'Chadchila, meaning that... that if you put, the example I told you is you put bleach into a cooking pot when you're kashering something, that bleah that comes out is pogum. So poigmin is l'chatzchila, that's the shach's kula. Yaakovem didn't argue, but the Yadifrayim was malamit schlis on it. So you're allowed to be poigim is l'chatzchila. B'di'evet, the second half of Sifhei, b'di'evet, someone was mevatel is l'chatzchila. Kansina leva osir. So that is a knas that it's also chutz m'shoigeg is mutter, va'omer mutter k'shoigeg. The Taz b'chein pasuk magen Avraham barachayim that omer mutter is considered a shoigeg. Yesh chalkim b'davar. I mentioned the chalkim, but in this case, there's what to rely on that omer mutter has a din of a shoigeg. And the second chutz is a solo meichle revakum shari igris meisha. Meisha is kula that in the case of the scotch where if you have a situation where Isser was bottled in the scotch l'chadchila, but it was made to sell to Raivakum, so Ramosha says in that case there's no knas. The guy's doing it. The question is there a knas b'di'evit? So there is no knas because the guy is doing it for Raivakum, and Ramosha held its mutter. L'maychla li Yisrael Osir. Now that's a little misleading the way I wrote it. The asahu means if you made it l'maychla Yisrael Osir. If somebody did it to sell Dafka to Yidden, then it's also, that was the Taz, or the Kivega discussed it a little bit. So, to sum up, Bitlis L'Chatchila, okay? There are two kulas, the Taz's kula and the Shach's kula. B'di'eved, it's Aser. And again, there are two kulas, the kula of Shaygeg and Ayman Mutter, and the kula of Digras Maisha, that if it's made for Rav Gayim. So, Bitlis L'Chatchila, each part has two cases in which we make them. Sivav, the Issad Rabbanon Shanafa Laheta, Shari Lahisaf Alav Lavatlai. Shulchan Aruch said an Issad Rabbanon that fell into a Taruvis, you're allowed to be Moisif to make it Shishim. Ramah Machmir Gambezeh. And we had the Kasha of Moisif Shemid in Erchanaka, Shulchan Aruch is Machmir, it's Archean. It's nothing to do with Halacha, just since we discussed it, I put it on the sheet. The Shail of the leftover oil of Erchanaka, why there? The Shulchan Aruch is Maida that you're not allowed to be Mevatel Chatzilah. The second part of Sifav was Chayzev Anir. We had the rule, you remember that? That was only last week. Chayzev Anir, if Isser, a small amount of Isser falls in, it's Mutter. If more Isser falls in, the original Isser is Chayzev Anir. Isser Shabbatul Behetta Vishum Nitaisef Isser Chayzev Anir. The Shach was Mekel, the long Shach, a Mimbimina Yavish B'Yavish. He argued that min b'minay doesn't give taste, it should be mutter, at least yavish b'yavish, v'siyim l'hakol rak b'mokim hefsin. So basically, chayzev v'nir is aser. The last Ramon Sivav was cholav nafal l'mayim, milk that falls into water, and nisnei l'chatchila l'basar. It means it's batal b'shishim. If cholav falls into water, afterwards you could put it into basar. The question is, what's the chiddush? So we had the shachar Rabbi Kiveg. And finally, Siv Zayin, the heter of Shefa, the Rashba's Heter, the Shulchan Aruch HaMekel. Remember, Shefa meant that if a spritz of Isser fell on a pot, the pot is treif. But you're going to use the pot with 60 times as much as that spritz. It's Mishtamesh v'Shefa. You use the pot with a Shefa with an abundance of Heter. So it should be bottle. So the Rashba and the Shulchan Aruch HaMekel, but the Taz And I wrote in parentheses, the Tazos here, the Shachas and Sima Kuf Chavdeis, they're both machmir, they don't rely on the Rashba, chutz may be davar hapogum. Except if the spritz is something which gives a bad taste into the mixture inside, if the spritz is a spritz of fish, and later on you're cooking something which fish gives a bad taste to, so then they're mekel. There were three kulis, which are the last three lines on this sheet. The Bimas Adam was mekel by a par of a kli, that's a kettle, water kettle or something that you have on the stove, and a spritz of chalent went onto the par of a keli. So he said, we're machmir, it's enough to be machmir by iser, by basa techalav, or iser teheter. But the keli is parav anyway, so the Bina Sodom said, that's the Chachmas Adam's long pieces are called Bina Sodom. So he's mekel on a par of a kli, although he says you should wait 24 hours, but he says he's mekel. The Beis Meir is mekel by a kli she'i'ef she'ba'agolam, by a keli that you would otherwise have to throw out. And the Aruch HaShulchan is mekel by a keli she'i'ef she'ba'pachas meshishim. Now you have to remember, you have two cases. You can have a case where you have a spritz, iser, and it's possible to cook there an amount that's less than shishim. It's also possible more. So the Rajva says, if you're doing more than shishim, the Rajva says it's mutter. The Shah will be passing like the Rajva. The Aruch HaShulchan is talking where it's i'efshel l'shtamish below shishim, where the way to use it is more than 60. Someone mentioned last week, maybe when you're pouring it off, it'll be less than 60. So I guess he means a case where it's just a spritz. Even if you're pouring it out, as you're pouring it, the flow is still going to be more than 60. So Aruch HaShulchan is mekel. I wrote in parentheses, Tzarchian. I don't know what the other place can hold of it. But the other two coolists were certainly mekel. The trick of Chazara is not spending a lot of time on Chazara, but doing it frequently. In other words, when you start forgetting, it's Chazar again. I don't mean 5 minutes from now. I mean when it starts to fade from your mind, to Chazar again, that's the way to Maslech and Chazara. Next week, we'll do Chaticha Roy Leskabed, Simin Kofalif. If anybody wants to bring a sample of a Chaticha Roy Leskabed,
there's another headless book.